It sounds like Atlantis has a special place in your heart, your first launch at the Kennedy Space Center. And what is it about that particular shuttle?
Well, Mark, when I signed on in January of 1985, I began working on the Columbia, the Challenger, and the Discovery. All of those had flown several times. And, of course, they bear the marks of spaceflight, the heat, the discoloration. And then in April of 1985, here comes the Atlantis, brand new, off the showroom floor, as they say, from its assembly in Palmdale. And I was part of the receiving team on the runway to see this wonderful new orbiter come in on top of the 747. And at that point in time, I was asked to lead the structures team, actually worked the very first repair on that vehicle, and I've been involved with just about every mission in some way of Atlantis since then.
Wow. You remember the first repair? What was it?
The first repair was a fastener problem on one of the hoist points, and we actually had to fix that before we could even lift it off the 747.
What's it like to work on the shuttle and have this kind of intimate knowledge of it? You know, is it still fascinating after all those years?
Mark, every day is fascinating at the Space Center. It's such a wonderful team that we have there, and that's really the best part of it. You know, the missions are great, the crews are great, but it's the team that we're a part of that really makes this happen. These folks are so dedicated and so committed to what they do, and being a part of that has always been special for me and is so every day.
So you've been with this shuttle program now for decades, seeing Atlantis go up, come back. You know, what are some of the memories that you have collected over those many years with the space shuttle?
There's so many things that I remember. They just all roll in my mind. But there's one short story that I like to tell from time to time, and it's Atlantis related. This was in getting prepared for the very first mission. You know, there was some assembly required. It wasn't complete. And we are out on the pad putting together some final doors and panels for the first time. And we were out there until the wee hours of the morning. And as a young lad, I did not know that the shuttle bus quit running at midnight. So I ended up having to walk back from the launch pad to the VAB, which is
a distance
of several miles.
Yeah, I've been out there. I mean, that's not exactly a short hike.
No, it's not. And as you know, we're a wildlife refuge, and we have out there alligators big as redstone rockets, and we've got wild boar the size of mercury capsules. So here I am walking down the trail through the waterways and the mangroves and listening for every sound and jumping in the air at everything I heard. And as you can see, I made it, but I never missed that bus again.
Wait, what all your buddies think when you got back? Didn't they notice you were missing?
Well, I might have been the only one still there that early in the morning.
Wow.
But so a lot of the memories have to do with getting that vehicle ready for its very first mission and then all of the subsequent missions. You know, Atlantis has flown such a diverse set of missions. You know, we flew 5 times for the Department of Defense. We flew 7 times to the Mir, the precursor of the space station, the Russian space station. We've done 11 assembly missions to the International Space Station. We launched the Magellan Interplanetary Probe to Venus, Galileo to Jupiter. We've flown Earth science missions. We've deployed quite a few satellites. And, of course, we flew the final servicing mission to the Hubble Space Telescope.
What should we take away from the space shuttle program?
You know, what I've taken away from this program is that if you can dream something and if you apply commitment, perseverance, and hard work, you can make it happen. And I know all of my teammates feel that same way. I hope that's a lesson I've passed to my children. And one other thing, in the southern Sangre de Cristo Mountains of Colorado, there's a peak called Columbia Point. Stands about 14,000 feet, dedicated to the crew of the Columbia. I and some colleagues had a chance to climb that peak last summer. And in addition to paying tribute to the crew, it was an opportunity for me to just rededicate myself to making certain that everything I do brings about the safest mission possible. And I know that all of my teammates feel exactly the same way. So I take away from this program that we've done really great things. We've got a couple more great things to do. We've put together a world-class team that's capable of doing just about anything with spaceflight, and we're ready to continue in whatever way that is.